Nice, coach. Awesome.
Yeah, well, I'm a few years off, but I got to run. Dirk, do you have any more questions?
Yeah, let me see here. Is the coaching staff concerned with the amount of time the Piedmont line spends in the defensive zone and the number of scoring chances they give up?
I'm always concerned with any line that spends too much time in our zone, whether it's the Piedmont line or any line, and the scoring chances, no question. I mean, you know, we have to cut those down, and, you know, we watch tape, and we chart scoring chances. Coach Sean does a really good job of charting scoring chances for and against, and it gives us a pretty good indication who's on the ice, and we'll watch them. We'll have a couple guys watch some video again today, but you're always trying to form your lines that they, you know, they're going to be sound defensively too, and as well as, you know, hopefully have a chance to score offensively. But, you know, Blake's playing against the other team's top players night in and night out, so, you know, they're probably going to have maybe a few more chances against them. But overall, I like the team. I really like the makeup of our team and whatnot. So, but yeah, you're always concerned when you're giving up chances and spending too much time in your own zone.
One more question before we let you go, Coach. What would you say is the biggest thing that has turned this program around? A few short years ago, the field of 16 tourney seemed out of the question. Now the Huskies are in on many accounts.
Well, a lot of things, but I think first and foremost the job that Billy McCault has done recruiting, and obviously, you know, we had Coach Whitten before that, and Joe Sean have come in, and that's your bread and butter. And, you know, we're fortunate there's a couple holdovers from the last coaching staff, and I have to give Coach Russell and Coach Mickish credit, you know, for bringing in guys like Tanner Carroll, or committing Tanner Carroll and Blake Piedel, and we've been the on the you know, the beneficiary side of that. So, but recruiting and then the culture changed, Dirk. I mean, we had to change the culture, taking a group of young men who believed in themselves and that they could win. And I think we, you know, brought that in as a coaching staff, that we believed in them. You know, they're all good Division I players. And the third thing would be the team concept. It's all about the team. There's no one individual, and no, you're not entitled to wear the jersey here. You have to earn your playing time, and I think all those things, as well as the support from the community and the athletic department, and athletic director Stan Regret and President Roz and Vice President Cook, you know, those people have been very helpful in letting us do our jobs and giving us the resources necessary to go out and do our job. But all those things, but, you know, without Billy and obviously Joe Sean, I mean, that's your lifeline. Your recruiting's your lifeblood, and, you know, makes you look better as a coach when you have better players, Dirk. So it makes it a lot easier, too.
All right, Coach. Well, congratulations again on the series win over Huntsville, and we can't wait for Friday afternoon's game, 4:30 pregame, 5 o'clock, 5:07 faceoff on Mix 93, and the Huskies taking on Bowling Green in the first game of the semifinal action that'll be going on at the XL Energy Center. Championship game is on Saturday night at 7, and we are hoping the Huskies get there. I think they will. They're playing really good hockey right now, and Coach, will let you go and enjoy the rest of the week, okay?
Yeah, thanks. And sorry I couldn't be in. I got these conference calls this morning. But, again, just a big shout-out to all our fans and our supporters. And it's been a real fun year. And I just want to thank all the businesses who supported the program and our sponsors, and obviously all the fans. They've been fantastic, and we couldn't have done it without them. So, anyway, thanks, Dirk, and Coach, we'll see you in a little bit.
Sounds good. Thanks, Coach.
All right, Coach Mel Pearson on Mix 93 and the Mel Pearson Show. More questions for Billy when we come back, and you still have time to get yours in if you haven't yet. DJ at themix93.com.
When you need to dress up for an upcoming interview, wedding, or that special date, don't wait. Come to the Dress for Success Shop, located in the Michigan Tech Campus Bookstore. See the largest selection of business apparel in the Keweenaw. Suits, sport coats, dress coats, dress shirts, ties, slacks, shoes, socks, and belts. Tailoring is available, so stop in the Dress for Success Shop and let them fit you perfectly. Hours are 8 till 5, Monday through Friday, noon till 4, Saturday. The public is always welcome. Not everyone has $1 million, but everyone can have $1 million smile. The smile that lights up a room. The smile that captivates, that instantly puts people at ease. The smile that gives you the confidence to be you. Your smile is uniquely yours. Treasure it. Protect it. Superior Smiles, gentle quality dentistry for the entire family. With pediatric dentist Sarah Matlock, Doctors Fisher, Tony Sarazen, and Joe Strong can give you that superior smile. Superior Smiles, Family Dentistry in Hancock. Call today for your superior smile. 482-3621.
There's nothing quite like the anticipation of counting down to game day. And there's nothing like the real Coca-Cola taste of Coke Zero. No matter how you show your team spirit, with face paint, team jerseys, or grilling with friends and family, your game day won't be complete without ice-cold Coke Zero. Available at your local convenience store. Because nothing means it's game day like Coke Zero. So be sure to pick up some refreshing Coke Zero today. Coke Zero. Zero means it's game day.
The Silverado 1500 was built to be strong. Strong enough to be named North American Truck of the Year. And now they're getting even stronger with two more ways to flex more muscle. The new 2015 Silverado 2500 Heavy Duties. Both come with available Allison Transmission and Duramax Diesel. Legendary names backed by over 100 billion miles of real-world experience. Strong just got stronger. Stop by Kissel Chevy in Calumet and see Charlie, Dave, or Mario.
Welcome back to the Mel Pearson Show. Billy McCault is in for Mel, and we have more questions coming in. Some of these are doubled-up questions, it looked like. Somebody talking about the changes of five players on Saturday night, and we kind of answered that, how UAH was not able to travel their whole squad. But for the playoffs, all the teams from here on out will be able to bring everybody in. That's a huge deal, isn't it, going into that game on... I mean, I know it's the same for both teams, but especially our team, when we got so much depth out there to plug the right guys in the lineup.
We're able to insert some guys and really not miss any beat. And Huntsville played basically essentially two hockey games the night before, and we got some fresh bodies and energy in. That's the beauty of our team is, the skill and the depth of our team from top to bottom is tremendous. And I think that was a huge factor in Saturday night's game.
Another question. In regards to Friday's game, Billy, fans' hearts are pounding during that game. How does a coach not have a heart attack? Is it somehow in some way less stressful as a coach than a fan?
I think one of the things that I was really impressed with with Mel and just how he handled that whole situation. It was he never got rattled or flustered or just stayed so positive with our team and tell them to just stay with it. And, obviously that goes to a lot of experience and being in a lot of hockey games and being in a lot of tight championship environments over the years. So I really noticed that, and I think it's important. It was important because we didn't get rattled. We just stayed the course. It's like a ship being out in the sea, and you're going to get some rough weather. That's the beauty about sports is that, every play matters this time of year, and our team just stayed with it. We're resilient, and there's a reason why these guys have won 28 hockey games. And that's as a coach, when you get a they get a play down there in our end, you do get a little bit excited, but you try and just tell the guys to, don't press too hard, especially, coaching the defensemen, make sure your pinches, because we had sustained so much offensive pressure that, one poor decision can lead to a turnover, and that's all it takes is one shot. So, but you're just trying to stay the course and be positive with the guys and make sure that they have good changes and short shifts, good habits, and that's really the thing. We have a standard of play that we like to use called third period hockey. And, I think, Mel reminded the guys of that and to play within the framework and just manage the puck, short shifts, good changes, only take a penalty when eliminating a goal.
On the bench in a game like that, is everybody asking, to go out there or do you have lines saying, coach, can we go? Or do you have guys that say, I'm a little nervous about being the guy that make a mistake? Well, I wouldn't imagine that, but what happens on the bench like that?
We got a lot of guys that just thrive under that pressure, and Shane Han is one of those guys. It was a shift, and Matt Roy's been tremendous for us all year, and one of the overtimes, I can't remember which one, had come to the bench, and he was cramping, so I kind of skipped their pair, had Cliff and Riley go out and take a short shift, and he goes, Coach, I can go. Put me out there. And I'm going, yeah, but, you know, Matt needs a little break here. But yeah. So that's Shane. And Matt thrives on it. But, you know, he was just cramped up, had a long shift. But so you get all those guys that want to go up and make a difference. There's no question.
That's pretty cool. Yeah. Another question for you. Does Billy enjoy the grind of recruiting?
Well, I do enjoy the grind of recruiting.